It's that time.
Gossip and all things juicy. It's the AMPM report.
Happy birthday going out to everybody celebrating a birthday today. You share the day with a lot of great people, and I hope you have a wonderful day. So there's so many things going on. Are you a movie person, Allison?
I love the movies.
What about you, Mark? Are you big? What kind of genre? Rom-coms?
I love mysteries. I do not like a rom-com unless it's a boomerang. Yeah, I like mysteries, sort of maybe horror, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Suspense.
Okay, well, the trailer dropped the other day for Jordan Peele's remake of The Candyman. Here's a little sample.
Candyman. The urban legend is, if you say his name five times while looking in the mirror, he appears in the reflection and kills you.
Who would do that?
This sounds scary to you.
Candyman.
Why are you drawn to this?
I'm hoping to spread the story all about Candyman. The mirror invites you to summon him.
Now, what do you think about that?
I think that it is very scary.
Okay.
And he has a history of amazing movies with Us and Get Out, and I cannot wait to see it.
Summer Unlocked.
And did you hear what he... Okay, so with the last movie that he did, Us, he sampled the Loonies, I Got Five on it and slowed it down. The song that he did for this one is Destiny's Child, Say My Name, because with Candyman. So everybody who loves the Beehive and all that, they're going to be like...
Genius.
Say his name.
It's going to be haunting. I cannot wait for it this summer.
Summertime.
Yes.
Strategy locks down each summer. I get it.
Oh, that's true.
Smart.
I didn't even think about that.
Smart.
Yeah, so look out for that coming out. Also, R&B, Diddy just spoke about it. He said, you know, he's bringing back Making the Band, right?
Right.
And he says that he got a word from God.
Okay.
And well, I'm going to let you hear. He's the R&B man.
I have received confirmation in my morning prayers that, yes, I am supposed to play my role as a leader, as an originator, as a cold holder. I hold the cold.
He holds
I'm
the
one
cold.
Of the cold
got the keys,
holders
the keys, the
of
cold.
R&B. And it was confirmed to me today that that's one of the biggest things that the world is missing.
Mm.
The world is missing the love. It's missing the R&B. So I'm about to go on this mission and this plight. And I prayed on this.
Okay.
And I'm really, really, really want to find that next generation, that next era of R&B superstars. I feel like with R&B, you can't fake R&B. It comes down to the emotions, the vocals. I've been yearning to find something for me to throw all of my creative juices around.
And
I want to thank you, God, for making it clear to me. Love, you have to play your role.
His name
it's
is
time. It's time to bring back R&B.
So what
I agree.
Think about that?
You know what? I'm serious. Mark, back me up. I was just saying, felt like R&B music lasted for about 20 years. Before that, it was more the, you know, the Temptations and then before that, it was like 20 years of good R&B. I grew up on it. I remember when sort of like rap or, you know, more of the hip hop rap came in, like when I was 13 or 14. And then when rappers used to do the hooks on R&B songs, now it's the other way around. Now R&B singers do the hooks on rap songs.
That's true.
Right. And it feels like it died in a genre. And I personally, not to get too deep, feel like it was all a way to sort of make us marginalized black singers.
You better do it.
Period. And so, look.
So do you think he holds the key, though, to bring him back R&B?
Like, he got the receipts.
Yeah, and I feel like
he
could.
Did
he
hold the key?
I just saw it. I mean, who did he say? He signed Carl Thomas, Faith Evans, 112. His hit team worked with Jodeci, Mary J., Usher, Lil' Kim, TLC, Mariah Carey, Boyz II Men, SWV, and Aretha Franklin.
Right.
He got the heat.
But again,
name somebody else in his generation who had that.
They'll get the launching, but then they'll be like Mace 20 years later talking about, look, I got $5 for that album.
Right.
So
I feel like, look, I'm glad he said he got a message from the Lord, and I'm happy about it because I think with the absence of R&B, we have really taken a hit. You know, our kids, every other word in our kids'
true.
Music is a word that I wouldn't have them say out loud in mixed company.
Right.
So it's like, come on, Diddy. Look, I'm not a super fan of you, Diddy. But I am now. Bring it back.
Call us. What do you think? 202-432-WHUR.
TV news in the morning. Radio fun in the afternoon. Is Allison Seymour and her hubby Mark Clark on 96.3 WHUR.